Arabi, mi amin. Il est pas bad. Nous m'amène, madame.
Donc, il se coque.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. 23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copper Kombon Radio News. Copper Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Gay older baby girl dumped, rescued in Chilinabombwe. Clergy raises concern over rising suicide cases. In African news, family but rekindles a debate on Liberia's arrested citizenship clause. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A day-older baby girl has been rescued after being dumped in the Kasumba Lesa area of Chilinabombwe district. The infant was discovered on March 1st, 2026, wrapped in a plastic bag with a placenta still attached. A baby was found around 07 hours by a woman who was passing by the area. Acting officer in charge at Kakoso Lebowana Hospital, Mercy Kambo, confirmed that the hospital received the baby girl, who weighed 2.4 kilograms upon admission. Ms. Kambo said the baby was found with the placenta still attached and that medical staff quickly attended to her and managed to stabilize her condition. She added that the baby experienced a high temperature during the night and was placed on antibiotics. Ms. Kambo added that the child was feeding well and remained in stable condition. Chilinabombwe District Social Welfare Officer Pauline Mulenga confirmed that the office was aware of the baby and that she is under their care. A clergy in Mukushi District, Father Aton Mulenga, has expressed concern over the rising number of suicide cases being recorded in the country. Father Mulenga says there is need for churches and other social gatherings to strengthen counseling services in order to help reduce such cases. He says many people are going through emotional and mental challenges and require guidance, support and encouragement from families the church and the community. Father Mlenga has since urged community members to check on one another and promote open conversations about mental health.
That many people are hardly pressed with huge debts, social upheavals, and broken relationships. And sometimes there are those that are being neglected by their own families and maybe by employers, especially if they work. But my advice that we need to improve on how we are relating to each other, and we need also to improve on counseling activities in church and in other social gatherings. Sometimes we don't know how to deal with those that have the hunger to commit suicide. And sometimes it is just coming as a surprise. So we need to take care of those precautions before anything happens.
Lumezi Member of Parliament Lufeo Ngoma says that 8 new health posts will be commissioned in 2026 to help reduce the long distances residents travel to access medical services. Mr. Ngoma says inadequate health facilities have been one of the major challenges in the constituency, with many residents, especially women, forced to walk long distances to seek medical attention. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, the lawmaker explained that the newly constructed health posts are expected to improve access to health care and enhance the well-being of communities. Mr. Ngoma has since reaffirmed his commitment to improving service delivery in the constituency, stating that access to quality health care remains a top priority.
In Lumezi was one of the challenging situations from 2022 up to now. Women were made to walk long distances. So we've tried to build a number of health posts just to push on the challenges of women traveling. Not only women, but everyone that will get sick, to push on the long distances. Which me, as a member of parliament, I'm very proud of course that shortened distances for people to be walking. 2026, we'll be talking of about 7-8 new health posts in Lumezi just between last year and this year. And yet we'll be commissioning all of them.
Friedrich Ebert Stefana, Programs Manager and the focal point person of Vince Chipatuka, has emphasized the need of a people-centered approach to infrastructure development as Zambia positions itself to benefit from the Lobito Corridor project. Speaking during the Urban Development Forum in Kitwe, Mr. Chipatuka said inclusive planning is key to ensuring communities that directly benefit from the major infrastructure initiatives. He noted that the Lobito Corridor, which will connect Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to the Atlantic Ocean through Angola, has the potential to boost trade, investment, and industrial growth. Mr. Chipatuka added that for Kitwe, the project should be viewed as a catalyst for wider urban development, job creation, and economic diversification.
What kind of city we want to build? A choice about who benefits from infrastructure, and ultimately a choice about justice. The Lobito Corridor linking the Copper Belt to the Atlantic through Angola has the potential to reshape trade flows, stimulate investment, and create decent jobs, especially for those in mining, such as the Mine Workers Union of Zambia. But infrastructure alone does not guarantee inclusive development. Roads, railways, and industrial parks can never deepen, can deepen inequalities, or it can reduce it.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Urban Development Forum Chairperson George Mumba has called for stronger partnerships among government, the private sector, and civil society to support development initiatives in mining towns. He says collaboration will be critical in ensuring communities that benefit from opportunities linked to the corridor.
We don't take this for granted, but we want to thank you.
or